You're going to be doing today?
Well, what you're going to be doing today is you're participating in a rare opportunity to be in a part of an operational evaluation of the entire unit, where we have simulated mobilizing yesterday and gone off to some trouble spot in the world, and today we're going to fly simulated missions sometime after 9 o'clock. And I can't tell you when you're going to launch, but I do know when you're going to be back.
And is everybody fully aware of what the mission will be, or is that kind of revealed to everybody?
No, it comes in stages. The test director knows what the mission's going to be, but the crews and your crews will be tasked, some on the ground, but mostly in flight, and they will be redirected and given new missions at kind of John Wayne-ing it for about 4 hours.
Who's going to be observing this for you?
Well, we've got several people. Our Air Force advisor, Colonel Chuck Thrash, is overall evaluator of it, and test director is Greg Bose, who's our tactics shop, and a former CAP member, I might add. And Greg has designed the scenarios, and he knows what's supposed to happen, and I can't tell you.
Okay. I want to be as surprised as anybody. Let me ask you what this particular unit's mission is in the Air National Guard. What do civilians, what do just people walking up and down the street, what can they expect from you?
Okay, our mission is combat rescue, by which we retrieve downed airmen and friendly personnel from behind enemy lines. In peacetime, we go out and pull people off ships 600 miles west. We go up in the mountains and retrieve people there, look for people in downed aircraft, a normal search and rescue organization, except that, of course, we're government-funded.
Engine and transmission instruments.
Is your volume okay for
Check.
You?
Flight instruments.
Get them in the turn.
APHIS.
Still warming up.
Doppler, IFF.
You take the door gun, I'll take the...
We'll get the APHIS out here in a little bit.
Cabin crew and passengers is ready for takeoff.
Right.
Lights are set. Radio call.
Proceed. Tails clear left.
Okay.
Scramble checklist.
Pilot. Engaging APHIS.
Okay.
Okay, it's on. Crew, Victor's primary, but everyone should probably monitor both uniform and Victor's this time.
Okay, shall we start with the combat checklist?
Somebody on mic.
Papa Tower, Apache 3895, Palo Alto, climbing through 2000, wish to transition your airspace.
Papa, you're cut out a little bit. Say again your position and direction of flight.
3089 Papa is off Palo Alto.
Say again, Victor.
South.
I'm just making sure I'm faster can hear.
Okay.
Climbing through to...
Call's clear of the area.
Apache 3000, whichever comes first. Altimeter 300, right? Traffic is a P3 presently in the base leg 3 miles south of the airport. He is level at 2000.
Papa Tower, Charlie 4-4 is clear of the area to the southeast.
Charlie 4-4, frequency change approved.
4-4.
Tower 2-4 is a P3 and so we're up 4 miles.
Other helicopter simulated at this point in time that's involved in a search in the feet wet area. We may or may not be participating in that.
Route, IP, and navigation responsibilities.
Okay, once again,
okay,
we'll
Charlie 4-5, say again, and what frequency are you using?
Area? And we'll be as required, depending upon the circumstances.
Altitude, airspeed?
Below 1,000 feet. You want to compute max endurance airspeed once we have a point in time there, flight engineer, go ahead.
Roger, it's 120 knots.
What's the max endurance?
Max airspeed.
No, max endurance airspeed.
Jolly 4-5, Jolly 4-5, King 0-4 on uniform, over.
Okay, fuel management.
Okay, we need to be able to accomplish a 4-hour mission, so we're going to have to watch that carefully. We have a tanker in the area, we may need to top off here in a little bit.
Communication authentications.
Be relayed through the JRCC. except once we're on the, if we go down to the Dara route, there's some pre-planned authentication signals.
Bob. Radio responsibility.
That is a co-pilot.
Okay. Uniform will be primarily for pickup, and that'll be primarily for the number one PJ, the pilot, and the flight engineer. Co-pilot will assume any other radio responsibilities as required.
Code words, procedures.
I've got a Chattermark card here. That's sufficient for our purposes at this point in time.
We won't do any test flight.
Let me ask you this. We're going to proceed through a series of exercises, and at the moment, no one knows really what's going to come about in the next few years.
As a firm.
I think people see helicopters orbiting off the coast, going around and around in circles. They might say, why are we taxpayers wasting our money on gases? But it's quite obvious from here that the reason is that until everything is prepared, everything is set up to proceed with the exercise, you've got to be on stage and ready to go.
Yes, that's true. Essentially, as far as the tasking, we have another helicopter in the search area who is conducting a search at this time, and he's getting ready to either to exhaust his fuel supply or may have another pending problem, and we're in place to assist him if required. Even on peacetime search and rescues, if there's two helicopters deployed, they usually have one is backing up the other, and may just be standing by in a area, to just a circle.
How many hours of flight do you put in actually in the air?
Well, it ranges about 2.5, 3 hours.
That's per sortie.
Yeah.
Charlie 4-5, King 4, go ahead.
Okay, King, this is Charlie 4-5. Would you relay to Moffitt that we're ops normal?
Right now we have another helicopter refueling with the King aircraft.
Something's happened down there. The shark down there.
We'll pass it on.
Yeah. Sit down.
Okay, and Jolly 8-1, we're about 3 miles.
Roger. And the King is tasked to kind of coordinate things out here in the area. So as soon as he's freed up, he'll give us what instructions are required.
When you go to refueling, what altitude do you operate at?
Out here, we'll be operating at 1,000 feet. Other areas, we have prescribed altitudes for that particular area. Usually goes up about 5,000 feet.
But here in the ocean, there's no problem. You can
right.
Lower, operate lower.
This is a VFR aerial refueling, so we don't have to do too much coordination with the controlling agencies.
And when you refuel, what airspeed do you operate at?
We'll be operating around 105 to 110 knots.
45. Yeah, we read you loud and clear, 4-5. Go ahead.
4, go ahead.
Roger, now Charlie 4-4 land with 2+5-0 fuel, over.
Roger, they'll have this on board, over.
Roger, on board when they land.
Roger, and you might try to talk to them. They're trying to call you right now.
Roger, I've been trying to call them, no response. I guess they can't hear me this far away.
Roger, I'll leave a relay to them.
Roger, thank you.
King 04, Charlie 4-4, we copy.
Roger, roger.
Okay, let's see how much fuel we got now.
Model rescue, King 04, go ahead.
32.
We're
going to need fuel. We're going to need fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard from him just taking a call on Victor, but nothing so far, over.
Just continue heading towards Switching. They should be able to pick us up and take us in there.
Yeah, pair of rescue drop.
Roger. Go ahead and pass in your position.
and we'll see if we can't hook up here. Over.
Roger. We are about 20 miles south of the north end of Warm.
Roger. Confirm you're heading to position Warm, over. Proceed back to position Warm, please, over.
1-2 over the water out here. It's a standard formation procedure. It's not necessarily, you know, it is permissible with the FAA to do that, but King isn't really sure that we really in fact have that kind of permission, so we're going to go back up to Pigeon Point, accomplish our area healing there, and then head back down to where we're supposed to go. A little bit of coordination problem in an actual combat mission, that wouldn't have occurred.
Go
ahead.
What exactly is the procedure that we'll be going through here?
Essentially, we'll, in this particular case, we'll be heading down towards this area, and this is a King. Will get us on his TACAN. He will be able to track us and find out how far we are. He also is equipped with radar, and he'll be able to track us on the radar.
Whoa, he's 65 miles away.
And essentially, we'll get lined up, and he'll probably do a tail chase on us. We'll get up here and turn back around, and then he'll catch up to us, and he'll come up to our 3 o'clock. We'll drop down onto his wing, and he'll let out his hoses, and we'll try to catch a hose.
Do you often get it the first try, or you have to take another shot at it?
Well, it depends how much we've been practicing.
Have you ever seen this before?
No.
You'll find it very interesting.
It's like throwing out a garden hose with a basket on the end of it, and it's kind of a round circular device that has a parachute. It's like a donut.
Some drogue material on the outside of it to attempt to stabilize the hose. In a relatively calm day like today, it won't move too much. But if you get over the hills where it's a little thermal activity and things like that, you see that basket
PJ.
Just bouncing all over.
Okay. Go ahead.
Please, no shits today.
I don't do those things.
Okay.
No what?
I don't use that same vocabulary, but anyway, he says, no problems.
No tricks, we used to say. No tricks.
We want to drop off the tanker with 4,000 pounds.
Okay. What were we briefed to be at Fritzy with?
2 hours and 50 minutes. So we need 3 for that, we need 500 pounds for reserve, we need 500 pounds to get down there.
Right on top of it. But, if, the air is unstable and you're moving around a lot, you, sweat a lot and you hope you hit it eventually. Depending on what your need for gas is. If you're getting critical, then, you may let the other fellows try to fly it and, accomplish it.
Done about a little around 200, we're doing about 100. He's obviously has much higher speed than us, so usually the process is we'll drive towards each other, then we'll turn in front of him, he'll overtake us.
They're giving us mileage calls.
That was 3008, and we'll give you 1,000 pounds or more if you want it. And joint altitude is base plus 200. And confirm your hot armor safety check complete, the load required, and altimeter setting.
Roger, we're at joint altitude 3008. Hot armor safety check is complete, and we'll probably want 12 or 1300 pounds. How about if you set us up for 1500, we'll take what we want. If we get a little bit less than that, we'll just shut it off.
Okay, sounds good. And sorry, we had to bring you guys back up, but we were way up north doing a mission up.
Joint up altitude.
It's established.
Air refueling, airspeed.
Okay, we're about 5 knots low. We'll catch it up when he gets a little closer. Okay, I'll be getting it right now, 105.
CG trim.
Set.
Lights.
There, set.
Heater.
Off.
Vent fan.
Off.
IFF.
We'll hold on that for King.
Radar.
NA.
Join up checklist.
And it's completed.
Okay, standby for the refueling checklist.
Okay.
Can you give a mileage yet?
He's about 7 miles behind us.
Roger.
Thanks very much. I'll get out of the seat.
He told me to get out of the seat.
Yeah, you can stand there at the doorway if you want.
Okay, fine. Good.
Yeah, so long as the flight engineer can get up here if we have any problems, that's really what we need. So, Roy, if you're satisfied with him just standing there, that's fine with us.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, put this belt on, though, if you're going to stand there. Not really required. I have the door shut.
Still probably a good idea if it's available. Okay, King's about 3 miles.
Thank you.
Okay, I have 3 miles at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Put it all in the mains.
Yeah.
Or if you'd rather, we'll put it, we can put it in the externals.
Well, I don't know if they had everything in the mains. I didn't see anything written up on the tips, but...
Yeah, they had everything in the mains when it came out here. I don't know why that is.
Mile and a half at, 5.
Okay, you want to take the bar off, though?
Off.
Thank you. 1 mile.
Yeah, monitor by needle and ball, etc.
You're at 1,000. Okay, he's coming up at 4 o'clock, about 300 feet yards.
Yeah, okay, I'm looking.
Behind the drop.
Alright, not in sight yet. I see his outer wing. It's in a little close.
He's kind of coming to a hover out there.
Could be.
And we're approaching 3 o'clock.
It's not 3 o'clock.
Yeah, okay, I'll talk to him.
And we're at 3 o'clock.
That's how we go.
And consuming formation lead.
Draft check was completed.
Okay.
Left pedal.
4-4 left ops.
Roger.
Left pedal.
All right, Roger, Charlie. 4-4, you're cleared 1,500 pounds on the left pose.
4-4, Roger.
And we're going to do a little turn to the left.
Roger. Contact.
Roger.
Pre-shutoff check completed.
Okay.
Looks like you're a little... Are you tight? No, I guess you're okay. And I'll just turn them off and we get to 4.
Okay.
Okay, we're done.
Okay. Hose drained?
Well, he set it up for 1,500, but just go ahead and tell him that we've got the fuel we want. That's all we'll take.
Okay, we got all the fuel we not want, and we're ready for disconnect whenever you're ready.
Okay, you're clear disconnect?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, we're back in left ops.
Okay, we gave you 1,450 on the fuel, and Fritchie should be to the east-northeast of our present position. Why don't you just break off to the left and go on, and we'll see you back at the home base.
And roger that. We're breaking left.
Roger.
Close to refueling. Checklist, please.
Master switch.
On.
Probe.
We're stowing it.
Okay, you can get back up in the seat if you like.
Dave, in my bag, there should be another thing. The gentleman made that look so easy.
Oh, what's that?
What was that?
Not bad.
Well, when you practice, it stays easy. The problem is when we don't get a lot of practice.
You have to put your fore and aft.
Okay, probe is stowed.
Master switch.
Off.
IFF.
Normal.
Post air refueling checklist complete.
Thank you.
Okay, now we need to find out what we're going to do when we get to Fritzy. Now that we're fat again.
The tower, turn whiskey's overhead now.
We need to call home plate.
Roger, authentication. Go ahead with your copy.
Okay, your mission is
proceed to the point raise 268, 18 DME, and do an expanding square. Your objective is a white pod. It's like a refueling tank.
Roger.
If you spot it, pick it up.
Dolly 81, copy. Pod.
Moffitt Rescue, Charlie 44, Hotel Fox.
Charlie 44, this is Rescue, go ahead.
Roger, sir, we're air refueling completed, en route Fritchie.
Roger, en route Fritchie.
We want to come right some.
I know. Just going to hit for the... going down the runway.
Okay.
Looks like we're a beam to it now.
Okay, good. Thank you.
That's a mile west of your approach course.
Throttles are going max. Gears down. Final is clear.
Roger.
I'll let you know more of the details once you get going, okay?
Roger.
Smoke.
Roger.
Getting out of there will be 048. Right down there.
Right, where that, gray field?
Roger.
Okay. Heading is what?
048.
Okay.
Right gun's ready to fire.
Roger.
We got time for a quick question.
Okay, I'll be passing relatively close by a, small airfield up here. Should be on our right hand side.
Got a tally on the valley.
Okay.
We're running parallel with the valley now.
Roger. We should cross over that here in just a little bit. We need to come left about 5 degrees. Roll out.
You're flying a fixed route over a fixed amount of time. Is this what it is?
Now we have a pickup at a certain time, and we're ahead of the schedule.
We have what's called a time on target, a TOT. At that time was 1:30, and we gained some time en route, plus there's a certain amount of time that's pre-planned just to cover a contingency. If you get jumped by a bad guy somewhere along the way, you want to be able to still make that TOT.
So what we have here are two things going at once. You're looking for something that's unexpected that may be along the route, plus you're flying a fixed route for a fixed time. Is that right? You ever do these missions at night, or are they almost always done during the day?
Say again?
I say, do you do these missions at night occasionally, or are they usually flown during the day?
They're usually done during the day, however, we do have some that we do at night.
A couple deer at 9 o'clock.
Now, where are we? This is the San Luis Reservoir. Where's this? Monterey County, inland?
Just take the controls here, I'll show you on the map. Ken, you have the controls.
I've got it.
That's the reservoir right there. There's Los Banos. There's Gilroy. And there's Salinas.
Yeah, I got you.
Are we going to follow this, PJ?
I want to take the right-hand fork up here.
Okay.
Yeah, let me pull the trigger. That way I can get credit for a gunnery.
Without any live ammo?
Yep. Use a blank.
Okay, this is hover.
That'll be a hard bank back to the right, the valley on the other side.
Okay.
Take the left-hand fork. Somebody down there.
Okay, making a U-turn.
Well, up.
Speeder going back to your check down.
Anyone get any wind?
The wind's off our tail.
Roger, Rescue Jolly 45 on uniform.
Yeah, our nose.
In the blind, we're on scene.
Clear, cleared on the right. Clear all the way down to the deck.
Roger.
45.
Clear below.
Clear left.
Okay, frisk these guys if anyone gets on board.
Is that an orange panel or a yellow panel?
Looks like a yellow panel to me.
Yellow, orange.
16, guy.
Careful.
303 on the jet.
Woo. Somebody jump out and grab that panel before it comes up again.
TJ's going out.
Roger, keep an eye out. Got personnel approaching from 12 o'clock. Cover him.
Two people. Yeah, we didn't dial up their frequency. Overlooked.
Like what?
As far as the survivor identification.
I noticed you went on to beacon frequency after you didn't find found them.
Yeah, they were on somewhere. They were squawking a beacon where they should have been squawking a voice so we could talk to them. But they had the correct display and that type of thing. It was a heavily hostile area or something of that nature where something may have been compromised, so they could have been ambushed or something of that nature.
Pilot PJ.
Go ahead.
We were on beacon for a reason. We were asked to use that as a decoy for the jumpers.
Okay.
The jumpers never arrived. The target was still out there for them clear to drop.
And second of all, too, he may not have a radio. That's why that's why time on target, and that's why the target's presented at that time.
Okay.
That's right. There's no authentication required. The target was out on time. And
exactly.
We landed to pick up who was ever there.
If that place wasn't safe, they wouldn't have put that target out.
Okay.
How much debriefing do you guys go through? You spend quite a bit of time discussing the whole mission and how it can be improved and so forth.
That's not really a great deal of time. There's usually ongoing discussion as far as improvements and that type of thing. Like on these weekends, we'll have get-togethers and have discussions concerning things that we're doing.
Well, this is an incredible machine. I mean, just the way it works is just beautiful.
Yeah, they're about 16, 17 years old now. I haven't flown anything but this machine.
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting Sikorsky when he came into the Bay Area years ago, when the SFO helicopter first started flying.
Yes.
In fact, on my office wall is one of the tail rotors from the SFO machine.
Yeah, I remember when they were running, we were staging out of their area, working with Channel 5 and putting up a news helicopter, which a friend of mine is now operating. Working with a fellow by the name of Bill Black.
Probably met him or certainly seen his machine going by.
He used to be the air traffic reporter for KCRA up in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And also KFBK.
Looks like they had a pretty good slide over there.
Really?